Neri Tai from the Nine Newsroom has given us a call. Neri, I'm always astounded and amazed by how police operate and actually manage to solve cold cases. And they've done it again, this time involving a double murder from some 31 years ago.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, that's right. It's quite a major breakthrough for cold case homicide detectives. They've just arrested a 58-year-old man from Roeville. They've taken him into police headquarters, and obviously he'll be interviewed this morning. But it's over the murders of Doris McCartney and Ronald Swan, 71 and 69-year-olds, found murdered inside their Moorabbin home back in 1989. There was an emotional appeal last week from their loved ones and homicide detectives about information, also a $1 million reward. So obviously this is a massive breakthrough for them. And they basically reviewed this case 2 years ago when new information came to light. And, you know, Tim Day, the head of the homicide squad last week, said it's always good to have a fresh set of eyes on a case like this, and it's definitely a good news for the family. Obviously, you will wait to see if there's any developments later in the day in terms of charges, but 31 years is such a long time for the two children of Doris, who really just want answers as to who did this and why, and now they're a step closer to getting those answers.
So, sorry, Neri, police have spoken today?
No, they haven't. Right. They've arrested this 58-year-old bloke. We saw him being driven into police headquarters. He was seated in the back seat of the detective's car, trying to sort of hide his face with a baseball cap. But they will be interviewing him, at police headquarters this morning.
Yeah, so I'll be really keen to find out whether at any stage, and this 58-year-old was obviously 27 at the time of the murders, whether at any stage he was the subject of their investigation and a person of interest, as they would say. So it'll be fascinating to see how it played out and just what that breakthrough was. Clearly, there was a lead of some sort when they put that call out only a short time ago, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's right. But it's interesting that they reopened this case 2 years ago. Obviously, they've received information from the public, whether it's, you know, a loved one of a suspect or a friend or someone in that community who has lived with this information for so long, and they've thought, you know what, it's time to speak up. And I think with the $1 million reward, that definitely helps as well.
All right, Neri, we look forward to seeing your report on Nine News tonight.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Neri Tai joining us there from, as I say, the Nine Newsroom. And as I said, I'm always absolutely staggered at the work of the police and the way they go about it to solve cases, A, but also B, how they do them from more than three decades ago. And when I say a great result for the children of Doris McCartney, not a great result, but certainly putting a full stop to this torment that they've endured by just not knowing who and not knowing why. And hopefully they'll get those answers now. And we look forward to actually hearing from police a little later in the day.